on a very janitorial episode of Truth Bombs.
I think at some point, like, an old man comes out with a broom to pop the basketball out.
We're sorry.
I'm Adam.
I'm Ethan.
And I'm Becca, and we are three siblings who are unafraid to tell it like it is. It is like we're all in the same room today.
Wahoo!
That's how it be.
That's true.
That's a true truth.
Uh-huh.
It is a truth.
Truth. True dat, Ebon.
Oh, it's like they had a word for that already or something. Wow.
Mind-blowing.
My mini truth is that this is my...
I thought I was the middle.
What?
Do you just know I'm just going to scoop your mini truth?
Yes.
Ebon and I are going to share a mini truth today.
Okay.
This is the third podcast we're recording today. We've been recording straight...
Since 120. For the past...
Well, yeah, it was a little later than that.
Yeah.
Listen... We're on like hour four of recording.
Woohoo!
There's been a lot of voice committed to tape today.
Yep.
So
we have the old reel to reels just a spinning.
Getting a little hoarse. Gotta splice them. Gotta chop them. Gotta tape them. It's the whole thing.
Reverb.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna put reverb on that in post.
Great.
I can't wait. Beck, what's your mini?
I had like a real rough time getting here today, so I was real grumpy, but being here means there's a cat that I can capture and make me feel better.
Yeah.
She seems pretty happy being here now, though. She tried to get away from me before, but...
Yeah, she never tries that hard.
Okay, I'm here.
No, don't give me attention. No, stop it.
I hate it so much when you stroke my ears. Stop it. Okay.
She's happy now, though. She's purring. She's flicking her tail. She's doing the happy paws thing, so my knees are getting a little poked.
Uh-huh. She'll do that.
But, you know, we're good. We're feeling a little better now.
That's good. Well, let's get right down to it, because I don't know how long the old voice box is going to hold out.
Okay, well, I'm first. So I'm not somebody who's really too into politics or informed about it in any sort of way. I don't tend to pay attention to too much. I do my research before an election because I like to know what I'm, you know, voting for, as you should.
You get the spark notes on that whole thing. And
yeah, yeah. I kind of pay attention to elections that, you know, I'm going to vote in because it has to do with me and I want to have an informed opinion.
That feels like it should be a bare minimum of civic participation.
Like, I feel like it. Unfortunately,
not everyone hits that requirement.
No, not at all.
Good that you do that, yeah.
I'm not really somebody who's going to be like, oh, time to vote, check conservative, check liberal, check whatever, just because that's the party. Like, I'm going to do my research and see what everybody's up to or whatever.
We have a representative democracy. Find the person that best represents you.
Right. And, I mean, likewise, for American politics, I don't pay attention to it so much. I get the headlines, you know? I kind of see how people are doing here and there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never before have I been so invested in a single American political candidate as I have been in Ted Cruz's weird, weird stories that come up. This mostly started... I already knew that he was, like, a weird, creepy kind of looking guy. Like, he probably had some stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
But I did not really get that invested until I found out about Zodiac Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which has to be one of the most ridiculous and fantastic political adjacent things of all time, in my opinion.
That's a good term for it, political adjacent.
Yeah, it really is.
Or at least that I've been alive to witness.
Yeah.
And at an age where I can you know, witness it and have an actual opinion other than other people talking about it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Here's the thing. Uh-huh. For those of you who don't know about Zodiac Ted, there is this ridiculous conspiracy theory going around that Ted Cruz is actually the Zodiac killer. Here's the most ridiculous part. The dates don't line up at all, and there's no way he possibly could be.
It's impossible for him to be the Zodiac killer.
But these are the basic points about it. So, he's kind of a creepy dude, number one.
He really is.
Basically, case closed right there.
Basically.
Yeah.
Number two, he vaguely resembles a police sketch of what somebody thinks the Zodiac killer looks like.
I don't think he even resembles the sketch that much.
Not really. Just vaguely enough that you could probably argue it if you had to.
They both have noses.
And number three, and the strongest point, he hasn't denied it.
Yeah, I'm... The only reason I would want to see Ted Cruz in the White House is that it gives us four more years of him under unflinching media gaze.
Yeah.
That may result. Like, I'm even okay if he denies it. Mm-hmm. I just want him to be on record
to about, acknowledge.
I just want him to be on record about whether or not he's the Zodiac killer.
Yeah. I just think it's so ridiculous. And there's so much about this American election series, I guess, that, like, is ridiculous, but this has to be one of the most outrageous things.
Frankly, it's all absurd. There's no real good candidate.
Yeah, it's gotten depressing.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. But this whole Zodiac Ted thing is amazing, and I've seen so many jokes and memes and stuff about it. I really liked the one tweet that somebody put out that was like, could you imagine if the Zodiac killer came forward and identified himself just because he didn't want people thinking he was Ted Cruz? It was really funny, and there's other stuff that, you know, there's people think that he's that one college basketball player's father, like that basketball player is his illegitimate son. He's the lead singer of, what was the...
They're called Striper.
Striper, yeah.
Yeah, with a Y.
With a Y.
They're a Christian metal group from like the 80s.
Yeah.
There's only two of them. It's like Wham.
No, there's more of them.
No, there's like four of them.
There's four of them.
Four or five.
Oh.
Yeah, they all wear tiger print leotards.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and just like all these people that he kind of looks like them and stuff like that. And
can I just say about the Striper thing? I couldn't remember what the name of the band was initially, and I thought it was either Striker with a Y or Strider with a Y. And when I found out it was Striper, I was really disappointed because both those other ones are so much cooler.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of stuff around Ted Cruz, and I have to say, I'm just loving the absurdity of it.
Well, this happens, I'm not going to say frequently, but like that happens once in a while with candidates. Do you guys remember Rick Santorum?
Yeah, a little bit.
I remember there was something about it. I can't say I really remember what happened.
Hey, Ebon, you got that bleep ready?
Yep.
Okay, so for a while, a bunch of people on the internet got it so that when you do a search term for Rick Santorum, for Santorum, that it comes up with, I believe it was an Urban Dictionary entry, but I mean, it wasn't just on Urban Dictionary, saying that Santorum meant the like mix of from... And also, when someone in a Ebon, you may want
to... I'm going to bleep every single one of those terms.
You may want to bleep, like, as much of that as you humanly can. And Rick Santorum was very upset, which is understandable.
I mean, yeah.
But, like, I'm just saying, like, I think what I like this time is that, like, the Santorum thing, like, everybody, please don't Google that.
Yeah.
Nope. You'll learn something.
No,
some,
you don't want to.
You'll grow up a little bit if you do that.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but, like, it's not clever, like, at all.
No.
No, like, really, like, it's very pretty, juvenile.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the Zodiac Killer thing isn't juvenile.
But it's so ridiculous.
I yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It feels like it's the kind of thing that it feels like it's all in good fun, but you also know that Ted Cruz hates it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the kind of thing, obviously he hasn't said anything because, like,
don't
why dignify
that.
It with anything, right? But it's just turned into this huge thing that, like, everybody's just like, come on, come on.
Just do it. Just do it. Yeah. I also like the one where people think he looks like Kevin from The Office.
Yeah, that one's,
one's
another one of my favorites.
Yeah.
But that one he actually kind of does.
Yeah.
Kind of does, yeah. I have to admit, he does look fairly similar to that basketball player.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
Like, if somebody told me that was his son, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I want one denial.
Yeah
same.
All right, Yvonne, what's your truth?
Well,
uh-oh.
A little thing.
Strong start.
Little thing happened at work this week.
Okay.
Because we're on a 4-day work week, and Good Friday is a stat holiday, we were going to have a 3-day work week and a 4-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Which just sounds insane to most people who work on a regular job. But our boiler broke down at work, and basically every piece of equipment at work... That's not true. All the necessary pieces of equipment for us to actually function...
Depend on it.
...require that boiler. So we had to shut down early. So I basically worked 1.25 days at work... And got pretty much the rest of the time off. I mean, I had to finish the Tuesday, but
right.
We were just doing repacks in the back, which wasn't that much work. And it wasn't my regular job, so I barely counted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I had a 5-day weekend.
You're nice. In the midst of a 5-day weekend?
I'm in the very middle of a 5-day weekend right now. And it's insane.
That's crazy.
Weekend's your oyster.
So I'm working...
You're the pearl.
I am the pearl. So I'm working 2 days, off 5 days, working 5 days, and then off 2 days.
I would hate that.
It's kind of... It's insane. I've got to work, like, a 50-hour work week next week.
Yeah.
Starting Monday, so that's going to be a little rough, but...
I think I would love it in the midst of the 5-day weekend, but I would hate it as soon as I had to go back.
Yeah, that 5-day work week will feel very, very long indeed.
People at work are oddly protective about their 4-day work week.
That doesn't surprise me.
I mean, I
they love it with a passion.
Yeah.
They would never, ever go back to a regular five-day work week with 8 hours.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I worked there at one point, and I really enjoyed it. Like, it sucks getting up early, but...
Yeah.
Like, a 3-day weekend, every weekend is great. And, like, the 10-day, like, the 10-day, or 10-hour workday, yeah, 10-day work hour. The 10-hour workday doesn't feel that much longer than an 8-hour, especially
really
once you
doesn't.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
So it just feels like you're working less, even though you're not really.
Yeah.
So, no, I totally get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, some of the people there just, like, you mentioned the term overtime, and they're like pitchforks and torches. It's insane. I'm like, overtime is good. It's extra money.
Yeah. I don't know. Not everyone likes working more than they have to, though.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with all of your free time?
Me? Yeah. Nothing. I'm doing nothing.
Recording a buttload of podcasts.
Buttload of podcasts.
Yeah, but I worked a full week and I'm still doing that.
I feel
robbed.
I did some cleaning.
Uh-huh.
A little bit.
Yeah, well, how many hours of Zelda have you played?
Oof. Lots and lots
various
of hours.
Various Zelda games.
Oh, which Zelda are you playing?
I played a bunch of Legend of Zelda, or...
Hyrule Warriors.
I love Hyrule Warriors.
Great game.
Do you want a game where you kill 60 people every time you mash a button? Hyrule Warriors is for you.
I played some of that with you, and I really, really enjoyed it.
It's just straight fun. Like,
it's a great game.
It's a dumb game in that, like, what are you even doing? But, like, it's so much fun to play.
There's, like, some tactics involved every once in a while.
most of the tactics that I found was hit the attack button a lot, kill the guys.
It's actually easier with us with two people playing, because you can split up and do different,
right,
different things at once.
Yeah, yeah. I soloed the entire campaign.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's excellent.
And then I busted out Wind Waker HD.
Nice.
For Wii U, and I've just been powering through that.
Right. Yeah.
That's going to be all of tomorrow.
I was really disappointed to find out that I couldn't play Tingle in this version of Wind Waker, because the original Wind Waker, I think is the original for GameCube.
Yeah.
Like, you could plug in your Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, the little sibling mode.
Yeah.
Here, shut up and watch me play this game. You can do things once in a while.
Yeah. And I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can drop bombs for extra money.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It cost you like 10 rupees, but Tingle could drop a bomb.
Nice.
Yeah. It was sweet.
Yeah, no, that would have been
they,
fun.
They eliminated that and instead added you could take selfies with your pictograph box, which is the funniest thing. Because you can make Link make different faces.
For such a popular company, I feel like Nintendo has no idea what kids like or what is fun.
But kind of.
Or it is,
but like, kind of does.
But kind of really does too. Because
I know, but like they have their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And they do really well with, like, inside it.
Yeah.
And every once in a while they come out with something like really innovative, and they're really good at just like straight fun. But, like, other times, it's just, like, I feel like they have no idea, like, no clue. Like, how hard is it to connect, like, play with somebody multiplayer over the internet?
Ugh.
That should be, like, basic functionality. That should be really easy.
Oh, yeah, like, that one time that we tried to play Mario Kart, you and I, and it took us, like, 40 minutes just to find the same tournament thing.
Yeah, we're, like...
That we set up specifically just for the two of us.
Yeah, we're, like, on the phone trying to figure this out, and I've got to put in, like, a 12-digit code, and you've got to put in a 12-digit code, and then we have to, like, confirm that we put in codes, and then we have to confirm that the other person putting in a code isn't a stranger danger.
Yeah.
And then, like, I get it. You're trying to, like, protect kids and, like, not... open them up to, like, the Wild West that is the internet.
Yeah.
Fine. That's cool and stuff, but, like, come on.
Yeah, don't make your child proofing everybody proofing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But, yeah, no, sometimes they just, I feel like they really miss the boat on certain things.
Yeah.
And the selfie thing, I just feel like is kind of in the same vein, where it's like, what are kids today doing? I don't know, taking selfies?
You know what? I kind of love it.
It's like a hip uncle, or like an uncle that tries to be hip,
yeah,
but like doesn't do a good job.
Yeah,
that's Nintendo.
The other thing that
but you still love them anyway.
The other thing that you can do with it is
it's so bad it's good.
If you're connected to the Miiverse,
ugh,
is you can write messages and drop a bottle in the ocean for anyone else to find, and you can include your pictures from the pictograph box in it. So. I'm like weirdly obsessed with collecting these now.
He hates them, but he has to collect all of them.
Which is insane, because most of them are like, help, I'm trapped in this one area. And so you're like, whatever, dude. And half of them are like, hey, look at me, I got to this one part in the game.
Isn't that kind of authentic to messages in a bottle, though?
Kind of.
Help, I'm trapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they exactly captured the essence of a message in a bottle. They did it.
I don't know. It infuriates me because of the bad spelling and the other thing.
They're trapped. They need help. They're not worried about flipping, getting Clippy in here to spell check it.
No, they're like eight.
Yeah.
Ugh. The other thing that infuriates me is, like, pass on this picture of the, of the thing for good luck. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, he told me about that. I was like, is this like a chain letter? It's like, if you don't pass it to 10 people, you're gonna die.
Yeah. Except it's just, like, this random pictograph of them next to, like, a goddess statue.
Right.
And I'm like, why?
And you can save other people's pictures, can't you?
Yeah, you can save other people's pictures.
You know, you could just, like, never open those and just play the game, right?
Yeah, you can turn them off completely so that they never ever show up.
I'm pretty sure I never got one when I played it through, so.
Yeah, you probably kept it turned off. I turned it on.
I feel like maybe my experience was richer for it.
I don't know. I'm okay with this.
Okay.
This, like, ugh, it makes me so mad, and I have to do it anyways.
Fair enough.
Yeah. What's your truth?
You guys, business is so weird.
Ugh, business. Freaking business.
Yes, business.
Here's what happened to me this week.
Okay.
One of our customer reps got in touch with me and said, hey, I've got 2 tickets to a basketball game. Do you want them? You have to be one of the people, but you can bring whoever you want. Guys, I don't like basketball. Like, I live in an office, like, filled with people who would love these tickets, but I'm not allowed to give one.
You like one basketball. You like Space Jam.
I like Space Jam. Exactly. When I told Yumiko about this, she sent me a graph that said how much I care about basketball. And on one side it said during Space Jam, and it was all the way to 100.
Yeah.
And it was literally every other basketball game, and it was all the way down at 0.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's correct. This is me. But, like, it's just, I don't know. I guess maybe it's not business that's weird. I guess it's sports that's weird, and, like, their place in culture, where it's, like, I'm supposed to be, like, super pumped about going. And if I had turned it down, I would have had to, like, deny another person a chance to go to a basketball contest. of the National Basketball Association, watching the Toronto, Ontario Velociraptors play. in the corporate box.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what that means. But I'm
that
supposed
means
to be
you
like,
get to have, like, a table for your food.
I guess.
You might be served alcohols.
Am I?
At that game.
Oh, is it that, or is it just the regular seats but are in a boxed off section so that...
So I don't have to That's mingle
probably,
with...
Leaves can't get in.
So I can't, don't mingle with the unwashed masses.
That's probably closer to it, because I don't know what business this is, but it doesn't sound like one of the really high-end ones where you're way up in the upper reaches and it's glassed off and you've got a, like, private bottle service.
Yeah,
and
like
that.
Those, like, nice leather armchairs.
Yeah.
It's a big enough business that I absolutely believe they have a nice corporate box. It's not a big enough business that... I'll be given caviar, you know?
You're not going to be watching from a jacuzzi.
They didn't tell me that, so I hope that's not the case. It's going to be
you
a
don't
soggy...
You know what you gave up.
It's going to be a soggy ride home.
I didn't bring a suit complimentary, sir.
Can I keep it?
Is this new?
Do I throw this away? Is this a disposable bathing suit?
Does it come, like, warm and, like, lemon-scented?
Oh, no.
It's a moist towelette bathing suit.
It comes with a little plastic wrapper.
It's made out of terry cloth.
Yeah.
They hand it to you with the
tongs. Yeah, so, I don't know. It's just...
Oh, let me just... Pat it on my face. This has drawstrings.
I mean, I don't know.
There's that one, like, butler guy who's in the know, and he's like, sir, that's for your body.
Oh. Pat's underarms.
No, sir. Those are your trunks.
It goes on your bottom, sir.
Sir, this is your swimming costume.
But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of... Like, I don't know what else there is that's, like, wide enough appeal that they could, like, you know, frequently give things out like this as, like, thanks or promotions or whatever.
Do you mean other sports or like, other than sports?
Other than sports.
Oh.
But, like, it's just weird that, like, it's assumed that everybody loves sports so much.
Yeah.
I guess they're very, like, they are very popular. I know.
And really, it's weird that we're the weird ones that don't like sports that much.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. It's more the assumed appreciation of sports that's always kind of gotten to me a little bit.
Yeah.
Where, like, you're weird if you don't like this thing. It's like, that's just not my hobby. Just, like, give me a break, dog.
Can I trade this in for tickets to the symphony?
Well, that's the thing. Like, if somebody, like, showed up and they were like, hey, we have some tickets, yeah, exactly, to the symphony as appreciation. And somebody was like, oh, I don't want to go that. Like, Yeah, okay. I know you'd be any bone. But no, but like if somebody at work was like, I don't want to go that, nobody would be like, oh, that's like, what's wrong with you? Like, take the tickets. That's awesome.
You don't like the symphony?
Like, nobody would blink if you were like, yeah, I just don't feel like going to that thing.
Yeah.
But like, I felt like intensely pressured to go to this game. I'm sure it'll be fun once I get there.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, it's basketball. Like, even of the sports that I would that I don't watch.
Well, I was gonna say, like, there are a couple sports that I would go to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if someone handed me tickets to like a pretty nice football game,
yeah,
I would go see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like
hockey, because I'm Canadian, I would go see that.
Like, football, I'm not even as into. Like, if like I like watching hockey live.
Yeah.
I'd go to a baseball game just because it's so chill.
Yeah, baseball games are pretty good.
Yeah, baseball's fine.
But, like, baseball's just, like, about hanging out, right? Like, it's not about the sport.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not expected to, like, cheer, like, 24-7 at a baseball game.
Ugh.
Do you know how many times they dunk in a basketball game? Do you know how often I'm expected to be excited by what's going on in front of me?
I honestly don't.
Each team will probably get some dank buckets, like, upwards of 40 times.
They'll shoot the hoops.
They'll slam jam it.
They'll shoop, baby shoop.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct, Yvonne. You got it.
Yeah.
You get sports now.
You did it. You're a sports fan. Way to go, Slugger. I mean, I don't know. I can't get that excited. And I don't know, like, who else is gonna be there, because like, you know, it's not just me and the other person from work. Like, it's gonna be like 12 people there or something.
Yeah.
And there's gonna be some dude that's like, oh, basketball, take it to the paint. I've said most of the basketball things I know now. That's the vast majority of them. I think at some point, like, an old man comes out with a broom to pop the basketball out. Part of our heritage.
All I can think of is Sweet Georgia Brown. That's been stuck in my head since we started talking about basketball.
Wrong basketball. Yeah, so I don't know. It'll be fun, I'm sure. I'm not as excited as the person I'm taking with me.
Yeah. I mean, you could have given it to two people in your office.
No, I couldn't.
No, he had to go.
Right, you
had to be one of the ones.
Right, sorry. Why wouldn't they just let somebody else use your name?
My names are on the ticket. It's a corporate box.
Yeah, but why couldn't they just be like, yes, I'm Adam?
I suppose.
Did you give it to other Adam?
Yeah.
All you'd have to do is remember your
name. No, he's the one coming with me.
Yeah.
It's the two Adams going.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
There isn't a third Adam to give my Adam ticket to.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. He could be the fake Adam and he could have taken somebody else.
Oh. Yeah, but like, I'm also expected to like schmooze with like my rep's manager.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's just.
But you can have a lot of fun getting fake Adam prepared.
I guess.
See, schmoozing, I understand. I can schmooze.
You won't get schmoozed with the best of them. He's a great schmoozer.
I'm just glad.
Not the best of them. I'm a middle class schmoozer.
I'm just glad that I don't have to schmooze with my actual rep, because like, he's the guy that I complain to when things go wrong. And that would just be awkward.
Mm.
This guy, I'm sure he'll be fine. Whatever. But yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where somebody's like, I've got two tickets to a Raptors game. And I'm like,
who?
Oh.
I love lacrosse.
I haven't heard of this board game. Why do we need tickets for it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that the new escape room?
Look, it's
is it Jurassic Park themed?
It's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's just like, I don't know, like, show up with like Cirque du Soleil tickets or like,
that would be magical.
Can you imagine if they showed up? Like, even if they showed up and they were like, hey, round of mini golf on us.
Heck yeah.
I think I would be more excited about that than the corporate box at the
Raptors. Take me for some Menchie's.
Yeah. Do they have dollar fries? Sign me up. All right, well, I'm going to go figure out how many dank buckets happen in a Raptors game, and we'll be right back on Truth Bombs.
Astrological sign. Astrological path to your life. Astrological lines. It's astrological time.
All right, so up next we're going to do horoscopes for the month of April. I guess first we check in on March, right?
Yeah.
The stars.
Hey, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Since we're all in the same room and the thing's here, can I read the April ones for old time's sake?
No. Yeah, okay.
You mean the March ones?
Freaking rude.
No, she wants the
April
new ones.
Oh, she wants to do the April ones. Oh, okay, I see.
Okay.
Because that used to be my jam.
Yeah, no.
I got you now.
That's fine.
I'm on the same wavelength. My stars have aligned with yours.
Gross.
Oh, no, stop that. Stop that. What was that laugh?
Astrology.
Don't do that. Just never laugh like that again, ever. Oh, no.
Stop it, Ebone. Adam, read the things.
I'm still thrown off now.
Yeah, my hands got sweaty in a bad way.
I started sweating too, actually.
Really uncomfortable
and
wanted to leave.
No, it was really, I wasn't sure if I wanted to, attack him or get as far away from him as possible.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
This distance isn't the right distance. It's either much, much closer with
or
my
much,
fist.
Much, much further.
Or much, much further with my whole body.
Yeah.
I don't know which.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Get it.
Sorry, my mouth got real dry and stuff. It's an odd taste. I don't know. I think it was that. That sound got, lodged in my mouth. And, I could taste it, and it tasted bad. I guess we start with Gemini. May 21st to June 20th. That would be Becca.
It me.
It you.
Just when February seemed destined to become the most boring month in history.
It was.
The sun in Uranus, planet of surprises, will liven things up.
Hey.
On the 6th. A girl in your crew will score tickets to a huge event. You'll be among the lucky ones to land an invite. You won't be able to contain your bliss, Gem. Is this the right month?
I don't.
Yeah, February for March. Yeah, we're good. We good. Did you get tickets?
What was March 6th?
No, they only scored tickets on March 6th.
Yeah, but it'll give me a reference.
It was a Sunday? It was the first Sunday in March.
You know, nothing comes to mind.
Did Ebon buy field trip tickets that day and encourage you to do the same?
No, I don't think either of us have bought them yet.
Oh, poop.
You still haven't bought field... You guys, am I going to field trip on my own?
I completely forgot to buy field trip tickets.
Oh my
Look,
God.
I don't have a job.
Oh, boy. Swing and a miss on that one, I guess.
Herc.
Yep.
I still kind of feel like this isn't the right month.
Let me see.
How many 17s do you have here?
I don't know, I'm swimming in them.
Yeah, this is not the right one.
Oh, that's why this doesn't line up. I'm sorry.
It
says February.
Be.
I figured it'd be for March's stuff.
Yeah, that would make sense. But I know that, Adam, yours had something to do with March 21st, and I looked at that horoscope, and it doesn't have anything to do with March 21st.
All right, let's
take
try this
quick,
again.
Take a quick gander at
this. This was the one that we actually did in February.
Yeah, see, look, after a crazy February.
Yeah. So, let's try this again. Gemini.
Because I cleaned my room.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on a roll. Everyone is noticing how hard you're killing it, and this month it will be paying off. Stay on top of your to-do list. You don't want to flake on details because you're multitasking. When things start falling into place around the 29th, keep your karma cool and credit your friends for helping you. I'm sorry, today is the 25th.
Yeah.
You have 4 days to pull it all together.
Well, that's good because I have an assignment due on Tuesday, which is the 29th,
mm-hmm.
and things got real stressful about it, but... It could very well fall apart, and I could screw up the whole thing. So, you know,
whew.
And it does rely on somebody else, whether it goes through. So,
keep it cool,
if I do
girl.
Well,
just keep it cool.
If I do well.
Come on, Jen.
Cool. Next is me, Leo. after a crazy February, you'll feel like lying low and taking time to treat yourself.
Lying low.
Nice.
Lying
nice.
Low.
Nice. Nice.
Tight.
Evo.
Tight. Tight. Tight.
Quality content. Yes. Evo.
Killing it. Yeah. Evo.
Bringing it home.
Evo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evo.
Killer
yeah.
goofs. Yeah.
Owned it.
Don't laugh like that. I've done with the.
Bye, Evo, and you're out.
You're out. Get out. You're out of the family.
That was a very different laugh.
No, it wasn't.
It was the same laugh. After a crazy February, you'll feel like lying low and taking time to treat yourself. Great idea. Me time is so necessary now. Just don't be surprised if a few potential bays notice and reach out on the second when you go MIA. One could capture your heart. The stars are betting on the cutie whose texts always make you laugh. What?
What did the 21st have to do with anything?
I think you thought it was the second when I was going to go missing. I also thought it was the day from the horoscope that said that I was going to go missing, which is why I didn't reply to your tweet that day, or your text that day. I believe you were going to check on the second if I was missing.
But it was the 21st.
I don't know. Picked the wrong day. The stars don't lie. Your phone might.
Maybe. Oops.
I don't know. We'll have to go back to the last horoscope episode and find out.
Oops.
Libra.
Yay!
Ebon. Between schoolwork and your mega busy social life, you'll have a lot to juggle.
Yikes.
Your two saviors, a solid support team, and a workout routine to keep you balanced and energized. Brainstorm with your bestie on the second and brilliance will blossom. P.S. Make time for fun on the 23rd. It will be a very romantic day.
Oh,
what
Evo,
day is
that
this?
Was two days ago.
Was that the day that you went home and did nothing?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, my root workout routine has been killing it, so...
Yeah!
1 out of 5, I guess. And support team, guys. And support
That's
team.
That's us. Did you hear us, like, on the when he made the joke? Like,
yeah.
We were mad supportive. Good
yeah,
work, Beck.
You were super
true.
Supportive.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
Beck, what's in store for April?
Okay. Are we going in the same order?
Yeah, it works. Ebo, no one can hear you mimic a single tear.
Okay. Gemini. OMG, could this month get any busier? Between school and your social life, you'll be constantly in demand. On the 17th, some VIPs will notice your hard work. Congrats. But don't use that to justify not taking care of yourself. Schedule in some sleep time along with everything else to avoid zombified exhaustion.
Yeah.
That's some solid advice.
Get your 8 hours on.
Yeah.
Get them REM cycles.
Cycle that REM.
Okay.
Need them alpha waves and beta waves.
You got deltas and gammas in there too. But mostly alpha and beta.
Gotta get that deep, deep sleep.
Deep, 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 deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Adam. This is for all you Leos out there.
Represent.
You've had to buckle down this winter, but fun will make a comeback in April.
Yes.
We're talking GNOs, parties, maybe even a road trip to a spot you've never been before.
That's true.
And be sure to block off the 12th for date night when you and your love will be totes in sync. And hey, treat yourself to a fab hashtag OOTD for the occasion. Do you know what either of those mean?
I don't know what a GNO is.
Girls' night out.
Oh. Yeah. What's a hashtag OOTD?
Outfit of the day.
Outfit of the day!
Yeah. Gonna
nice.
Be looking fly, gonna be going out.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Nice.
Aren't you guys glad you have the voice of the youth here to tell you what all this stuff means?
Yeah, no
nice.
Kidding. Wait, when's the girls' night out?
It's not on a date. The only date you need to be aware of is the 12th, which is date night. You're supposed to block that off for date night.
Because I have girls' night out on the 1st, which is true. And I'm also, we're planning to go to the aquarium, which we haven't been to in April.
Nice.
Oh,
this is like
go to the aquarium.
This is all like for reals.
I love the aquarium.
Maybe I'll plan it with my girls' night out girls.
I don't have any girls.
My girls' night out is like 8 dudes, so don't sweat it.
Okay, Ebon, you ready?
Yeah!
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Secretly brooding over a bad breakup? Cursing the day you ever met your ex? At least now you know what you don't want. With an assist from the new moon on the 7th, you'll feel motivated to make a fresh start and move on for real. The timing couldn't be better. The sun will introduce you to a better match by the 19th.
Oh, wow. Woo. That was a rough
resolved
one.
Resolved it. Yipes.
Ha.
Well.
There you go.
There she be.
There she be.
Yeah.
Sorry, what's the 7th?
An assist from the new moon. You're gonna feel motivated to make a fresh start and move on for real.
Oh, okay.
So you're currently lying to yourself.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, you'll find out soon.
Oh, good.
All right, well, I'm gonna prepare like an emotional crash cart type thing for Ebon to go deploy in about 10 days' time. And we'll be right back on Truth Bombs. Alright, that's just about it for us today on Truth Bombs. Make sure you head on over to iTunes.
That's just about it for us today. Sorry.
Did I say a boot?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, man, whatever.
Sorry, I hijacked that.
Rate and review. No, if you want to keep going, you can take it from here if you want.
Nah, that's cool.
No, you just because you want to do the rest? Can you do it? No? Okay. Well, make sure that you head on over to truthbombs.ca. You can see our episodes over there. You can leave a comment if you want. We never talk about that, but nobody comments anyways. It's fine. You can see all the other places we live on the web, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, all of that good stuff. You can also send us an email, kaboom@truthbombs.ca. There are links to some of our other projects, like ebone.ca, which how's that going, Ebone?
Woohoo!
Good stuff. There's also hi101.ca. In the very near future, an episode that Ebone and I just recorded today will be going up.
Yep.
So that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Y'all can follow us on our individual Twitters, too. We never really talk about that, but I mean...
Oh.
Mine's popping off. Ebon barely ever tweets. Adam, you're on there occasionally. What really? You do tweet is usually pretty funny.
I'm a little sporadic, but I feel like I make up in like quantity what I lack in quantity.
Yeah, like
that's
don't
what I like to
me,
tell
though.
Myself anyway.
Follow Becca.
Yeah, she's probably the best one.
If me and Adam have our side projects, Becca's Twitter is.
It was basically her side
yeah,
project.
Honestly.
Yeah.
follow
Becca.
When you get in contact with us, you can send us. Your anonymous truths, crews you want advice on, situations about which you'd like to know the worst case scenario, things to look up in the old-timey encyclopedia, things to ask the magic 8-ball, whatever you like, really. We just love to hear from you.
And from all of us here at Truth Bombs, don't jank up your life, you love some love.